You know, campus lunacy, and this almost seems to be redundant at this point because the campuses have lost their minds. College campuses have just, I don't know what's been going on there. But to tell us what is going on, and there's even some local news, Cabot Phillips with Campus Reform. Cabot, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So this insanity that's going on at these college universities, it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. But I want to start off talking about American University. There is now an FBI investigation going on, investigating bananas that have been found hung from nooses on campuses with AKA written on them. And they believe that it is an apparent reference to Alpha Kappa Alpha, which is a sorority that is predominantly black. Can you tell us anything have we made any headway in finding out who's doing this?
Well, the police have released two videos showing a student walking around the campus in the middle of the night. It appears that their face is covered. They're wearing sweatshirts, so you can't really see too much about the student. But it does appear, like you said, this is a reference to predominantly African-American sorority on campus, as well as in response to a student who was elected student body president recently, who was also African-American. And while absolutely, if this was, you know, a student with racist intent trying to intimidate, you know, some of their black peers, that's absolutely wrong. We can all agree on that. But I think it's important that we, you know, before we make these big sweeping measures or we call on the school to start, you know, just making all of these, you know, huge efforts to, you know, punish students, that we get the facts first. You know, we've seen so many things since the election of Donald Trump, especially where there have been these false alarms where people have intentionally tried to, you know, manufacture these racist incidents against themselves.
I keep coming back to this. I mean, really, if you're right, if this is an act of intimidation or of overt racism on the part of some white student who has some problem with black students on campus, you're right. The FBI ought to be involved in this. But you're also correct when you say many of these cases that start out looking like that turn out to be something very different.
Absolutely. We can all remember, you know, the case where there were people saying they were on the subway and they were being, you know, shouted down because they were wearing, you know, Islamic attire. And it turns out that was completely fake. We even had some people that were literally punching themselves to produce cuts on their face so that they could report it and say there was, you know, Trump supporters that were beating them up. And so, again, it's important to, yes, be vigilant against racism, but be vigilant against actual racism, not manufactured racism. And it's almost worse if the outcome is that this is fake, because it shows the lengths that people are willing to go to try and portray their campus or their opponents in a certain manner. So I think it's important for us to wait before all the facts come out. And that's just good practice for any sort of, you know, criminal activity or perceived criminal activity in general.
Yeah, I want to also talk about the divide that we see in this country that also now we're starting to see on college campuses, and I think more so on college campuses. Dartmouth did a poll among their students, and they found that almost half of the liberal students would not room with a conservative, but yet you didn't see the conservative students saying the same thing about rooming with a liberal student. What happened to that famed, much ballyhooed liberal tolerance?
Exactly. The number of Republicans in that poll who said they would not room with a Democrat was only 12%. And so, like you said, that tolerance, they're so tolerant that sometimes they have to be intolerant to shut down intolerant. You know, it makes no sense. And so this is something that, you know, we're seeing where people now are taught to believe that opposing ideas are the worst thing in the world. And opposing ideas now are something that should scare them and something they shouldn't have to live with. But newsflash, if anywhere in your life you should be confronted constantly with something you disagree with, it's a college campus. That's why you go to college. And these students should view living with someone they disagree with as a learning opportunity and as a chance to, you know, strengthen their own worldviews and begin to discuss things they disagree with. But no, professors are teaching them, if you meet something or someone you disagree with, shut them down, call them a few names, say they're racist, they're xenophobic, they're hateful. Don't actually discuss anything with them. And that is what the environment is now on our college campus.
Are there colleges that are allowing people to, you know, students to choose their roommate based on political affiliation?
There's definitely a lot of movement now where people are requiring. We had a university report on campus reform where students were saying how they didn't want to room with anyone that voted for Donald Trump. So they were trying to find out the political affiliation. So I'm not aware of any specific universities that let you pick your roommate specifically by party affiliation. But there are definitely schools that where students, liberal students specifically, would want to require to know the political affiliation of their peers before they actually lived with them. And again, it just shows the complete intolerance. If these were students saying, I won't support anyone that voted for President Obama, I won't live with them, they'd be called racist. They'd be called intolerant. It's a complete act of hypocrisy by these students.
Yeah, very quickly in the time we have left, at GW University, there was for a while it looked like there was going to be an effort to try to unionize the RAs. I understand that election has been canceled, but what was going on there? Do you have any sense?
Yeah, these students, they claimed that the 20 hours a week they were working and the free stipend and the also free housing they were getting for being an RA, all of those things apparently were not enough for them. They wanted to unionize. I think they're just trying to emulate their liberal heroes they see, you know, in these more liberal states. But I actually was on campus a few weeks ago asking students about this. Most of them didn't really have a feel for it. They just heard this idea, oh, you know, power to the workers. Yeah, we support it. We support it. But one of the students I spoke to was actually an RA. And he wouldn't talk to us on camera, but off camera, he said, look, I'm an RA. I think this is ridiculous that the other RAs are, you know, really pressuring us. They're saying, if you don't outwardly support this, if you don't, you know, come out and say that the unionization is a good thing for us RAs, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a bad thing for you. They were, you know, pressuring him, saying you have to support this. So I think that's a lot of what it is. It's a small majority that is really pressuring the majority into supporting that.
Well, Cabot Phillips, thank you with Campus Reform. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for doing what you do.